So it is the final look at sports this morning. Man United manager Ruben Amorim says he will step aside as United manager, if their poor form continues next season. A 2-0 defeat on Sunday to West Ham United has Manchester United 16th on the Premier League table.
We need to be really strong in the summer and to be brave because we will not have a next season like this. If we start like this, or if the feeling is still here, we should give the space to different persons.
Yeah, now there was a lot of drama yesterday in the Premier League. Trent Alexander-Arnold booed by Liverpool fans in their 2-2 draw with Arsenal. It was his first appearance since announcing that he's leaving the club, but obviously now the Liverpool fans very entitled at Anfield, booing someone who's given them everything since he's been there as a kid. So it wasn't nice to see, but I guess it is part of the game. Nottingham Forest slipped up in the Champions League race, drawing 2-2 with the Leicester. We stay with the football. Orlando Pirates coach Jose Riviero says he won't use a congested fixture schedule as an excuse for their Nedbank Cup final defeat to Kaizer Chiefs. Riviero has failed to help Pirates defend a cup they won twice in a row during his time in charge.
Onside. The attack has lost its sting, but a good fall now. Yo! Yusuf Mott with a captain's goal.
Yeah, it was a captain's goal for Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs ending that 10-year trophyless drought in front of the Kose faithful at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. And then finally, rugby news. Some schoolboy rugby results from the weekend. Michael House beating Kersney 50 points to 17. Hilton, they registered a 38-24 win over Pretoria Boys. Marisburg College, they had to work for it, but they beat St. Charles 26 points to 16. Jeppe in Johannesburg beat a travelling Northwood side 30-24, and Westville beating Keza 55-38 for the East Coast Raiders sports team. I'm Sky Shabalala.